Welcome to Brain Stew, home of topical and pointless conversations.
All opinions are our own. We do not promote the views of others.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Brain Stew.
Brain Stew number two.
The topical yet pointless place to come for conversations that are completely pointless and meaningless.
Just because, why not? Why is there a dolphin?
Why is there a dolphin? Why is there a dolphin?
Yeah. How was your bloody week? Well, not bloody, but how was it?
Crazy. Crazy. Trips to hospital and all sorts.
Mm.
Yeah, so all good though. All good now.
All the fun of the fair?
All the fun of the fair. I'm alive. It's all good.
Happy to be alive.
Happy to be alive. Loving life. Live life.
Oh, don't you hate it when you go in someone's house and they've got live, love, laugh on their wall?
That's it, yeah. Yeah, no, I anything like that. A little bit of vom in the mouth.
Do you know what? Me and my wife were having a conversation once in someone's house with them. And we said, oh yeah, it's so cheesy, isn't it, when people have live, laugh, laugh on their wall, and literally behind us. They find it funny though, so that was good.
Yeah. Did they ever speak to you again afterwards?
Yeah, it's all good.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, some of those real, like, tacky fucking...
Oh, and the ones that you go in the bathroom and it says, soak above the bath.
Piss all over their fucking floor mat. Soak that fucker for you.
Relax.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the other ones?
I like sort of...
Home.
Yeah, calm. Dream on, dreamer.
You know, like the wooden letters and stuff on the... Yeah.
It's proper canty, isn't it?
It's like, it just gets a bit extreme. Like, we label everything.
Well, yes. Yeah, but yeah, I think it's, I don't know. It's probably fucking influencers, isn't it? It's just that whole, like, I saw someone do it on Instagram and it looked amazing. So
yeah.
I feel like I have to do this in my house now, that everything's got to be, like, fucking, you know, amazing. And I've got to tell everyone that I've been to an ocean. I know what an ocean looks like, so I've got relax in the sea written on a fucking wall.
How far does it go? Like, you go out to the garden, shed.
In like lowercase italics with a full stop, with like the kind of just looking like really kind of like, oh is that a bit scandy? Shed.
Sunbathe.
Dog shit bin. I
stench.
I really worry about,
I don't know
what the world is coming to. I don't want to start a show on an old man rant. I'll hold some of that back in, but fuck me.
Yeah.
There's some questions we got for the populace. Some real questions.
Absolutely. Anyway, what have you been watching on telly?
I have been not paying attention to a lot of television this week.
Mm,
We watched Crime, Evan Welsh's new thing on ITVX, and it's fucking mental. I mean, don't get me wrong, like Trainspotting and Filth and things like that. You know, it's not shit. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
But it follows a Scottish police detective on a case of hunting down a guy who kidnaps and kills young children. It's proper brutal, but it's also the guy's battling his own demons with drink and drugs and stuff like that. But sometimes you're like, are you actually doing it, or is it like, is this in your head? Is this like you're seeing the situation going, yeah, that's when I turn to drugs, or are you actually fucking snorting, you know, more fucking Charlie than Columbia? It's like proper, like, fucking, and you can't. Some, well, to be fair, I was kind of flitting in and out of it, but I was like, the fuck?
Based on a true story or not?
No, I don't think so.
No,
but it was okay. It was decent. But yeah, I couldn't really tell you too much about what happened, but it just looked fucked up in quite a lot of places.
Deep.
Yeah. What about you? What have you been watching?
Well, we did a bit of a scroll on BBC iPlayer.
Ooh.
Just literally clicked something and went, see what this is like.
What did you get?
Colin from Accounts, it's called.
Oh, I heard someone talking about this the other day.
Okay. Yeah, it's an Australian comedy.
Yeah.
And I was watching it for 20 minutes thinking, why is this called Colin from Accounts? We haven't met Colin from Accounts yet. Turns out it's the dog is called that.
All right.
In the show. So basically this guy is in his car this woman walks past, and she flashes him a boob, like a full boob, and he's distracted and hits a dog. And then it's based around those two dealing with the dog.
Okay.
It's a good day. Good fun.
And the boob?
It was all right.
Okay.
You'd have to get your own opinion on that and watch it.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, we've got to watch the boob show now. What's the boob show? And literally, like, after that ends, I'll be like, right, we're done. We don't need to watch the boob show anymore. It's fine. It was okay. Well done. Okay, cool. I'm happy with that. Oh, my days. Yeah, I think it's that problem with TV. There's so much to choose from.
Yeah.
And I find it, the kind of classic thing of like, right, I'm going to spend 40 minutes scrolling trying to find something and I could have watched 10 things already. So, I am running out of things to watch, which is a complete lie because there's so much to watch. There's never been.
I don't know if you do this, right? But if I'm, say, watching like two episodes of The Walking Dead, I'm just started that. And then I've got, I don't know, a lighter show, a comedy that I'm watching. And then I've got another TV show that I've started. I can't start anything else until I've either stopped watching those or finished them.
I've got a little bit like that, but it does get a bit of a saturation point where you're like, I can't watch any more of this shit.
Yeah.
And even if it's not shit, it's just something that kind of you're like we started watching Waking the Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Great, great show. But we're like five seasons in, but it's just like,
yeah, slow, isn't
and,
it?
And it's to the point that we're not watching any more of it now because you just need that kind of break away from it because it's just like, oh, this is a bit dull, but we'll go back to it somewhere. And then to be fair, I did this with Breaking Bad. So like Breaking Bad took me 2 years to watch it. So this is like after it had all been finished. But it took me 2 whole years because I got to a point of like, I think it was only the early season. So it was like, I think I watched season 1 and 2 and then I was like, oh, I'm not really fussed about this.
It's
and
much slower at the beginning.
A couple of years later when I came back, I was like, wow, this is fucking amazing. Why did I leave it for so long? But I think binge watching does that to you, doesn't it? I remember watching 24, the first 2 seasons of 24 I had on box set and like buy them and stay up like literally fucking day watching them and like fuck me
watch
like,
it real time
3 o'clock in the morning like oh my god I gotta watch another one I got off because it was every episode was a cliffhanger and then I remember watching like season 5 like when it was on Sky and it was like one episode at a time you're like well that episode was shit
yeah
I gotta wait a whole week for another one
it's not the same is it
and it's I think like kind of binge watching and like the momentum that it builds has changed the way that TV shows are written because it is very much you know a case of if this is going to be on demand then we can do these quick hits rather than be like, we need to be enticing enough so someone will come back a week later rather than someone be like, well, I'm just literally going to, even to the point that it's like skip next episode or skip to next episode in 30 seconds, skip intro. It's like, we've got to have that content so fucking quickly. Yeah. Could you imagine if like people who have like never had a world without Netflix are kind of like, you know, so it's what like literally you had to wait like a whole day for like the next show no like sometimes a week what a week
it's so different now so different.
Like, oh, no I couldn't do that mate couldn't do that
remember like VHS and like recording your show and stuff
Betamax
it's just we're worlds away now
that's fucking unreal the moment at school when they wheel in the fucking TV and you're like yes and then it's like a fucking RE program about Jesus fucking fingering Mary Magdalene or something. And it's just like, oh. I remember like once we watched Schindler's List in history and people were like, this is going to be great. And it's like, I don't think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be horrific, but we'll watch it. And people were loving the fact that we got to watch TV and it was like, this is harrowing.
Yeah.
And there's a bit when he's... taking a piss in the morning after shagging his missus and he's like I think there's a young girl who stopped working in the concentration camp and he like leans out the window and just fucking shoots her and like his missus is like you fucking child and like everyone at school thought that was fucking brilliant
well
and it's just like you're kind of missing the point here guys it's not an action film but
I can't say I've seen it actually
it's epic it's unreal and it's a true story very good film you should put it on your list but just
on my Schindler's list.
Yeah, probably not to joke about, but
no, I know.
Yeah, no, it's fine. But yeah, no, it's a couple of hours long, but it's very, very kind of like, wow. Mm. And it kind of sets the tone for what people had to deal with back in those days.
Yeah, we've got it easy nowadays, haven't we? If you look at that.
Well, in comparison to the fact that we were talking about Netflix and like not wanting to wait 30 seconds for an episode to be like, well, if I waited 30 seconds while I was supposed to be working, some weird German fucker would just shoot me.
Jeez, man.
So, we've just had a new monarch.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of money spent on that. Yeah. But did you know how much money was spent on the Queen's funeral?
No idea.
Take a guess.
Oh. I don't know. A couple million.
Allegedly, £168 million.
£168? I was literally nowhere near.
Yeah. Of taxpayers' money was spent burying the Queen. Where did they bury her for that amount of money?
It wasn't in some, like, marble column thing.
Trafalgar Square?
No, but it was, like, sealed, wasn't it?
I don't know. I just...
Trafalgar Square.
Just, on top of Nelson's column this week. Imagine, like, if they taxidermy, like, says the family, like, what are the options? What, you know, do you want her, like, in a stern pose? Or do you want her, like, walking a corgi? Because we're going to have to do one of the dogs. It's not dead, but we're going to have to take... It's just... And then, like, what we'll do is when she's not in Trafalgar Square, we'll put her around the house so you can have her in the garden.
Yeah, just that constant pose. So, like, holding the dog lead, pushing the hoover around.
Yeah. This is what we call the accessory pose. So, because she's leaning forward like that, pop a TV remote in there, an umbrella, a golf club. Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear. No.
Anyway, that's not the point I was trying to make. But yeah, so we now have King Charles III.
Yeah, but 168 mil to bury the Queen.
Yeah.
Like...
I had two questions.
Just
like... Well, just one question. What is she buried in?
Just roll me off a hill. You know,
roll me off.
Cardboard box coffin. See you later.
Yeah, but she'd fucking wind up in, like, the backwash in fucking Weymouth Harbour or something like that. I'd be like, oh, what's that? It's the Queen.
Yeah, but yeah. That's a lot of faffing, isn't it? A waste of money.
Oh, it's an enormous waste of money. And you don't get me wrong, it's someone that people love and they've died and I appreciate that.
Yeah, but, I mean, do it respectfully, obviously.
A coffin, but... you know what, a couple of grand?
Yeah. 168 mil, though, like... That's a gold coffin, right?
So I've asked this question. I've asked this question to someone else, and do you know what they said? Well, it'll bring tourists in, won't it? What do you mean it'll bring fucking tourists in? It'll bring tourists in. It'll pay for itself. What part of it will pay for itself?
I don't know how it's cost that much money, though.
But, like, they'll bring tourists in. What? I don't understand. I don't, like, say, the taxpayers are paid 168 million quid. We've brought a shitload of tourists in to watch the service, right? Mm. And line the streets. Were they selling tickets for the streets? No. So
that's a lot
how
of merch.
Is my 168 million...
I saw the Queen. How many T-shirts did they sell?
Oh, God save the Queen. No, that didn't
no.
happen.
Different time.
Yeah, like the merch stands on that are going fucking nuts, aren't they?
How much did the touts make out of that?
They just reused a lot of the Queen Live Aid stuff from 85 as well. But yeah, no, I'm like, generally, I don't understand like how they're like, oh yeah, well, tourism will have paid for that.
Mm.
But it won't.
No.
Because if you stay in a hotel, that's not run by the government. So that's probably run by a company that's not even based in the fucking UK. So that's my... I just don't get it.
So you're going to tell me how much jug is... it costs to.
I don't know that. To be fair, I was that. I can't stop thinking about it being taxidermy. It's Christmas Day. Bring Mama out.
Wheel her. She's got a trifle.
She's fucking just wheel her out. She's in the room. Oh, don't rest your coat there. That's Mama's pointing hand. Oh, we're fucking cunts, aren't
Philip,
we?
Philip next to a chimney sweep.
He would still be looking like fucking Darth Sidious.
He does,
though. Anyway, let's stop being nasty about the royal family. I'm sure they're deserving of our well-earned taxpayers' money. So, running the country, this is kind of the theme that I was looking at. You're given the choice of... No. You're running the country and you have the choice to do one thing. So you can change one thing and it will be law. You can basically go, no, do you know what? Because I'm in charge, this is what's fucking happening. What do you change?
So are we talking I'm in charge, like I'm the king, or I'm leader of government?
It's
or?
Kind of like, imagine that it's as new king, you are going to put something to the public and say, this is what my gift to you as the people as the king. Free taxidermy.
No, I think pay needs looking at, doesn't it, really? Because people are pretty pissed about pay all the time.
That's a good answer.
Equal pay to all. Because I'm not saying, like, you know, you need to be a highly skilled person or, like, someone with no skills that should have the same pay. But there's got to be some
up
sort
the
of...
the ante a bit.
Some sort of, like...
Don't pay £168 million for a funeral.
Yeah.
Pay £2,000.
Put money in the right places as well.
Yeah. They could have done that whole fucking shindig at like a fucking, you know, like a working man's club, couldn't they?
Yeah.
A covers band. Sausage rolls from Iceland.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I don't know. I think there's just a big divide between the rich and the poor, and yeah, we need to stand that out.
I went slightly... less serious with mine.
Okay.
Well, mine is serious. Now, I think it's a sensible thing, but I would challenge the working week. And I would say, do you know what? Traditionally, it's a 5 and a 2. So weekdays, the weekend's off.
Who decided that?
Someone who thought, you know, we'll...
Can we not... Actually, I changed that to yours.
Yeah. cheers. I think you have, yeah, you know, you work for 4 days, you have 3 days off, or you work for 3 days, you have 4 days off. And then work-life balance and happy people.
Let's balance it out, 4 and 4.
Yeah.
Who says we have a 7-day week?
Well, calendars and that are made up for that. There's a lot of...
Yeah, we change it.
Let's fucking mix it all up. 5 and 5.
Why not?
Yeah, let's do it.
Who says we have a 7-day week?
Every third... Well, you need another day then. What's your 8th day going to be called?
Poof
day.
Yeah.
Every poof day... is I was gonna say it's naked puff day, but
let's not do that.
But yeah, I genuinely think that if we had even not as radical as the 5 and 5, but yeah, if we literally had a 3-day weekend every week, 4 days to work, 3 days, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, it would.
And like, stop everything fucking opening on a Sunday.
Yeah,
like, what needs to be open on Sunday? A shop, like a supermarket, to get food. That's it.
Yeah, it's a bit like Christmas. Everyone goes mental because the shops are going to close for a day.
Yeah, and literally some of them don't even close for that day now. But no, you've still got people carrying 3 fucking trolleys worth of stuff, and it's like, are you filling a nuclear bunker?
It's ridiculous.
Or are you just making sure you've got enough fucking ham and Pringles?
Yeah. We better make sure we've got enough milk and bread. Shops are closed tomorrow.
It's just eggs, milk and eggs. It's just like, what, do you fucking live off omelettes? Is that literally it? Omelette, scrambled egg.
Have you got enough toilet roll? It's closed Christmas Day.
Oh, well, I mean, like, COVID was interesting, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
When everything first started, don't get me wrong, it was very interesting, but not for those reasons. But like, when it first started and it was like the going into the supermarkets, and I remember like being in an Aldi. And it was just looking like things were going to start locking down. And I remember going in there to buy my lunch, and like every day going in there and buying my lunch before we sort of started locking down. And I was like, oh, I'll buy another tin of soup today, just so, you know. And not like fucking hoarding, but I was like, just a couple of tins. And there were people in there, and this was like 2-3 weeks before it all locked down. And they were like fucking trolleys full of shit paper. And it was just like, I remember seeing one guy who had like fucking like 2 whole trays of fucking tubes of tomato puree. Just, how many fucking pizzas do you make? What the fuck? Like, literally. And it was just like, at first I was like, I wonder what restaurant he's come from. I'm thinking like, they've not had their like wholesalers come. And I looked at the rest of his trolley and it was just like tins of beans. And I was like, beans, tomato puree and toilet paper. What the fuck?
It's a messy night.
Yeah, it was just like, fuck me. So yeah, I kind of feel like, I'll tell you the other thing COVID did. COVID was good because of face masks.
Yeah.
Because what it did was it delivered a hefty fucking sweet amount of payback for any fucker who's got stinky breath. Because they had to inhale the fucker through that all the time. And hopefully there was a lot of people afterwards went, oh, I might actually brush my teeth in the morning rather than getting up and eating shit.
It was quite nice for a while.
Not eating shit?
No, no, not that. Okay. But no, like, if there were colds going about, then I know it's not good now. Cause, like,
I was going to say, everyone's just like,
yeah,
immune systems are like wafer thin now.
Yeah, we're all screwed at the minute because we're picking up everything. But
what were we talking about? Something about rules, wasn't it? Yeah, so 4-day weekend. How did we get onto COVID? How did I fucking bimble onto COVID?
But no, I agree. I think there needs to be an equal work-life balance. So 4 and 3, that's still not enough for me.
Really?
Yeah.
You think 3 and 4?
3.5, 3.5.
See, that was the thing. It used to be like on Wednesdays, like everything was half day closing on a Wednesday because it gave, like, greengrocers would close at 12 o'clock or 2 o'clock on a Wednesday because then they go to their wholesalers.
Yeah.
And they get all the top up in their supplies because they wouldn't be open on a Saturday or a Sunday.
Okay, didn't know.
It was a simpler time.
Yeah.
But now, 24-hour supermarkets.
Or do we have, like, a siesta?
I always found that irritating whenever I was in Spain. You want to go somewhere and it's all fucking closed.
Yeah.
But it's not just like, on a Sunday, you could kind of go like, well, it's Sunday, isn't it? But it's like, mate, it's fucking Friday. Why are you not open?
Yeah.
I want stuff.
But mate, we might have to do that in the UK soon because it's getting hotter, eh?
It is. It is getting hot.
Mm.
We'll talk about global warming on another episode, I think.
We interrupt this pointless conversation to bring you more pointless conversation. Easy Tiger.
No!
So I have labelled this next topic Mowgli syndrome.
Okay.
Some people say Mowgli.
I've never heard that before.
No, good. I say Mowgli. Mowgli syndrome.
Always Mowgli, yeah.
Yeah, so Mowgli syndrome is basically this thing that I've invented where...
Sorry. That's what I said. Mr. Miyoga.
It's not Mr. Miyagi. It's Mr. Miyagi. Yeah. Well, no, someone the other day, someone who I work with actually said, how do you say Jumanji? I said, not fucking like that. It's Jumanji. Jumanji. It's not, it's Jumanji.
That's how we're like really posh people say,
yeah,
it, I imagine.
No, do you like Jumanji? It sounds like a cake in fucking jelly.
It sounds like your mouth full of cake.
Yeah. Would you like a portion of Jumanji? What? It's Jumanji, mate. All the animals and shit. Anyway, so Mowgli syndrome.
Yeah.
Is basically, I've decided that it's someone lives with a group of animals and becomes at one with the animals. So the topic or the question is, you have to pick a group of animals that you're going to basically be assimilated into as a human being, and you're going to live amongst them, pick up their traits and interact with them, and basically that's going to be your pack life forever.
Yeah.
What are you choosing?
Well, I initially thought like live...
So you say what you're going to say because I asked someone else this and I've got a cracking answer.
Okay. I initially thought living with sloths could be quite fun, but...
Living with what?
Sloths.
Sloths. I thought you said floss. I was like, are you having a stroke? Are you okay?
You're like, I've not heard of this animal.
Floss? What
no,
floss?
No, but I think by the time, you know, the main leader of the sloths come down to introduce himself, he'd be asleep again.
Yeah, wouldn't that be slightly irritating though? Because it would just be like basically you're just going into an old people's home where it's like you're just about to start a conversation with something like, I remember. I damn shit myself.
I think it would just it'd be quite chill.
Yeah.
But then I thought, actually, this would be too chill.
So this person I asked the same question to, do you know what they said?
No idea.
I'd quite like to live with fish. What, apart from the fact you fucking drown?
Okay.
You've not thought this through, have you?
No.
Literally, yeah. My first day with a fish, how'd it go? I died. Why? Well, I realised I can't breathe underwater. I don't have gills.
I see where they're thinking went, because my second thought was to live with bats. Because I thought to myself, why have you chosen bats? And it was because I can fly. And then I was like, wait, no, I can't fly. You don't literally mean you'll become one of those things.
No. So it's Mowgli. It's literally you're raised by wolves.
But I can see why they did that.
Yeah. Mine's raccoons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I want to be like breaking into people's shit and stealing like rubbish and stuff and just like knocking over trash. I just, the whole fucking like wear like little black mask.
I've got a vision of you outside someone's garage knocking over the bits
with three raccoons like going through it, and then like I think I'd
face paint on.
Yeah, I think it'd be great because they're little cunts. Oh, we don't have them here, do we?
No, they're like pests, aren't they?
Yeah, but they're fucking great. Okay. Like from a film and a cartoon point of view, they're fucking brilliant.
Yeah,
and it's just like, how cool would that be to be a little raccoon?
Have you seen the video of that raccoon where they like catch him and he's like. Frozen still.
I just think they're like cheeky little characters, and I was like, oh, like someone else was like, oh, lions for sure, and I was like, I don't understand how that plays out, because like when they like sprint off to like trap a gazelle, you're gonna be fucking 2 miles behind because you're nowhere near as fit, and you're not gonna become as fit as a lion, because or like, you know, I was like, I'm pretty confident I'd be on a par with a raccoon.
Yeah I can see that.
Cheers, mate. Thanks. But yeah, I think it would be a great animal to be. I couldn't think of any other ones that I would have as much fun with, or it would be like monkeys.
You can integrate with them like chimps pretty easy, can you?
Fucking, we live amongst them.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like snakes, well, that just wouldn't work.
No.
Dogs. Dogs, you'd have to be wolves, wouldn't you? Mm. Because dogs obviously like are domesticated and they don't live in packs, and you just sit there on the sofa all day licking your bollocks.
I don't know, maybe we'll pop to Longleat Zoo and see if they'll give us a day experience with a few different types of animals.
That'd be amazing, wouldn't it? Apart from the skunks.
See how we get on.
They're not skunks, are they? What are they?
Skunks.
We thought they were skunks. Jumanjis. we thought they were skunks. But it wasn't, was it? It was a porcupine.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I can't remember what it was. What about badgers?
They haven't got them in Longleat, have they?
Could you imagine that? Like an urban safari. you go into one thing and it's like, and in this section, we find the domesticated badger. And it's literally just walking along like...
You fucking what, mate?
Like the next one, there's a tabby cat.
Licking his arse.
Next one, there's a chav, or as I like to call them, a chav. Playing Jumanji. Oh, okay. No other animals you can think of?
No. We interrupt this pointless waffle for some more pointless waffle. Waffle.
Sake. Oh, dearie me. Right, so this next topic is going to be a really kind of controversial thing, because you're going to piss off lots of people by choosing who you're going to go round the world with. So you're going to do a year-long round the world with three celebrities, okay?
Yeah.
But the problem is, I've wrote like 10 lists for this today, and I cannot, like, I know there'll be people going, that's fucking stupid. Why would you take them? Surely you'd take them instead of them. I can't find a good blend for this.
No, because you've got to try and work out, would that celebrity get on with that celebrity? But I've gone a bit selfish on this. So I'm like, I don't care if they're going
to
go on.
Well, to be fair, one of my lists had Chris Rock and Will Smith on it, because I was like, that'd be fun. And his missus too, but we didn't go down that route. Who have you got for your first one then?
So I'm thinking a little bit practical on my first one. Gordon Ramsay.
Okay.
Because...
You want to take a cunt with you.
No, I like that he shouts at people, because it's fun to watch. And I'm not confrontational at all. So okay. If I've got an issue, Gordon's sorting it out for me.
But he's also creating issues. So maybe if you'd gone with someone who wouldn't cause you issues, you wouldn't have issues to solve.
That's true. But I thought wherever we go around the world, Gordon knows the best food to get.
Or he'll be highly critical and you end up getting a lot of semen in your food.
Yeah, I didn't think of these cons to my journey, but yeah, I thought Gordon.
You thought about going around the world. I thought about people wanking in Gordon Ramsay's food.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
But anyway, I thought, like, you know, if we're in Italy, he's gonna be like, nah, this is the best place to go.
Yeah,
or you know, we haven't even got. We're not at a restaurant. Gordon's gonna put some stuff together because he's been around the world and, you know, dived for different shells and stuff.
Nice.
Shellfish. Very shellfish. Yeah. Who you taking?
So I'm going to go with my my probably controversial one to start with. I'm going with Madonna.
No, I'm not mad on her.
That was great.
I'm so sorry.
That was great.
I'm so sorry.
I think she's got so many fucking stories that while you're traveling to all these places, so you imagine you're on a train, you know, traveling through India, and you're on a train that's, you're going to be on a train for 3 days. You want to be with interesting people who can tell you a lot about things that they've seen. And I imagine she must have the fucking most stories going. She must know fucking everything about everyone. And I'm pretty confident she could regale so many, like, oh yeah, there was this time when this happened and this happened. And it would just be fucking amazing to be able to sit there and just listen to her stories and her life and be
yeah,
like,
that's true.
Wow, that's fucking cool.
I want to know what she's doing to look 16 again.
I don't know. Last time I saw it, it scared me a little bit.
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
I was sort of like, you know, wow. You,
it's like she's... you remember that film, Death Becomes Her?
Yes.
It's like she's drunk that little vial.
And she's got Bruce Willis like spray painting there on weekends. Yeah, and shit like that. Fuck.
Do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah. Well, like say, like when I saw like the recent pictures of her, I was like, Christ, she's had some more work done. I was like, fuck. It looks a little bit too synthetic now. It doesn't look very natural. But I like I say, I think for like just literally the stories and the banter that she could bring to the table, I think that would be really cool. And it would be something that, admittedly, if she's coming with me, she's getting nothing.
Yeah,
like literally, it's like, yeah, I can tell you about the time that I did coke off someone's bollocks, and I'll be like, all right, I can tell you about the time that I broke my toe when I was in Corfu.
Yeah, a bit different.
Yeah, she wouldn't pick me, but it doesn't matter. It's not important. Who's your next one?
I think because of his like mannerisms, and again, because wonder if we've chosen the same person.
I think we might have,
and because like he'd have loads of stories as well. Jim Carrey?
Oh, okay, no.
Yeah, just...
Carl Pilkington.
I was going to go there as well, but yeah.
Because we've seen him do it.
Yeah.
And I just genuinely thought, like, Carl Pilkington would be fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
But yeah, sorry, carry on about James Carrey.
He's just, like, hilarious. And I bet he's that way in person as he is on screen.
Yeah, he's absolutely fucking nuts, I imagine.
He would just be great fun to go around the world with.
Yeah, should have picked him instead of Madonna.
But Pilkers is a great show.
Again, like we've seen it happen on the TV show.
Yeah.
He was hilarious. I'm pretty confident not a lot of that was scripted. And I think it would be like Madonna would be sat there telling stories and he'd be going, fuck off, didn't happen. or just having the dynamic between Madonna going like, who the fuck is this orange-headed?
That'd be quite funny, actually, yeah.
But yeah, just like that would be brilliant. The dynamic between those two would be fucking fantastic.
Yeah, I did think about adding Carlin, but what is like, because he sees the world in a completely different way to everybody else.
But that's what I'd like, because you know, you could potentially imagine you're at the Taj Mahal, and you've got Madonna, who I'm led to believe is a very spiritual person, and she's there going, man, this is an amazing, you know, center of people's faith. And then you've got Carl Pilkington going, yes, right, isn't it?
Yeah, just like he says what we all think, but don't say.
Yeah, and sometimes what we're not thinking at all.
Yeah.
But still, say, yeah, no, I just think that dynamic would be great fun.
But we only see what we see on screen. Would his moaning, like, get on your wick a bit?
It would.
I don't know if it would or wouldn't.
But that's why I would take the next person with me.
Okay. So I've decided to take Ricky Gervais.
I wanted to.
A few reasons. One, his laugh. No matter what mood I'm in, his laugh makes me absolutely piss myself.
Yeah.
Every time I hear it. And that would either piss me off or I'd love it because it picks me up again. And because I would just have so many questions to ask him.
But would you not worry that like he might not like you? Not that you're a bad person or anything like that, but would you not worry that he might be like, why am I going around the world with this gun?
No, because this is my fantasy.
Okay. I didn't pick him purely on that because I'd be like, I don't want to become the butt of Ricky Gervais's jokes.
Yeah.
So I was like, I wouldn't take him.
I wouldn't mind being the butt of his joke.
I don't know.
Because then I'd be on his DVDs as the joke.
Yeah, but he's already got Carl for that, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He'd be new Carl.
New Carl. No, I would just have so many questions. I'd piss him off. Just constantly like, oh, in that episode. Where you,
yeah, he would fucking hate you.
Yeah, like, he would hate me, yeah, to be fair. But yeah, who was the extra in that episode? And
what did they say?
Yeah, how long did that take to film?
Yeah.
Is that all day?
What was it like really working with Kate Winslet? Yeah. Who came up with the line fudding?
Yeah.
Was it you or was it Kate? Fudding.
Who's your third person?
So this is where it got a little bit complicated. I had two here. If I tell you the two that I had, so one was Mike Tyson.
Right, not sure why, but
banter could put Carl in his place. To be fair, anyone could put Carl in their place, but Mike Tyson purely because, again, stories,
protection,
the shit that he has seen, the shit that he has done. You know, I'm not sure I want to hear about all of it, but the smell of it. But I decided not to go with Mike Tyson. I went for Robert De Niro.
Okay.
He's an old guy, so he'd have a lot of restaurants.
He'd have
stuff.
Loads of stories.
But, fuck me. Like, yeah. You know, he's been in so many amazing films. Mm. He's, you know, he's Hollywood, the whole, you know, like last, what, 50 years or so. And it's just like, how could you not enjoy that? Carl Pilkington, Robert De Niro, and Madonna.
Yours are quite out there, actually.
I just think that massive, you know, like kind of really, really eclectic group of people, it's going to go one or two ways. There's either going to be, it's going to be Murder on the Fucking Nile, or it's going to go great.
Yeah, I think you call the shots, though.
Where would you go? Where's the first place that you would go?
Home Bargains? Quick stop for some drinks on the journey.
Imagine that. De Niro. De Niro in Home Bargains. I'm not even going to try and do a De Niro impression. Fuck.
Welcome to Chris's Conspiracy Corner.
They put their finger inside me.
Didn't expect that.
I pressed the wrong button. On a previous episode, we discussed the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Today, in Chris's Conspiracy Corner, we're going to look at something completely different. The reptilian conspiracy.
Yeah, I didn't know about this until, like, about last year when you told me about... Sorry, I'm eating some chocolate.
Sorry?
Yeah, you told me about it last year.
Or are you a reptilian?
And I was like, what is this?
It's nuts. It's fucking nuts. See, like, the grounding of it has come from, like... sci-fi shows and things like that, where it's been like, you know, kind of lizards have taken over the world, or like kind of shape-shifting lizards are kind of in from there. But so, that some people have kind of like taken it to a next level. A British conspiracy theorist, I can't pronounce, I don't know whether it's David Icke or Icke. He was an ex-professional footballer, but he's basically said that no, that there are actually these kind of like blood drinking shape-shifting reptilian humanoids that are hiding in, you know, kind of underground bases and take on human form. And it's kind of like a worldwide conspiracy against humanity. And these people are actually now in positions of power. This is all allegedly in positions of power, such as allegedly the Rothschilds, the Bush family, the British royal family. These are all reptilian people making decisions.
It's all people in like higher power or... wealth.
Yeah, that are reptiles.
Why only those people? Not like...
Because that's who they've infiltrated to... These are the family...
Take over.
These are, you know, according to New World Order, allegedly, these are the people who control the way the world's run. So these reptilians have infiltrated these families and these powerful people, and now they're controlling how the world's run on a reptilian agenda rather than the natural course of humanity.
Yeah, didn't you say there was like a load of celebrities that are supposedly reptilians too? Like,
yeah, and like people will be like, "Oh yeah, look at this moment here where like Barack Obama is like, you know, he's like lost his shape-shifting and he's gone half lizard. And they'll like they'll like freeze a frame on a camera and slow it so far down that it's basically it's like a slow turn. And you know when like you'll see like a motion blur like or cut out a couple of frames of it. There you go, look, he's a reptile. And it's just like,
that's bullshit though. You can
what
do it on anything.
The fucking hell is wrong with you? How is that a thing? How is someone a shape-shifting reptile that has managed to become the president of the United States of America?
How long has this been a conspiracy? Because this went completely under the radar for me. I didn't hear about it at all until you said about it.
Years.
Okay. Missed that. Yeah, missed
I can't remember how I came across it, but someone had mentioned it to me, and I was just like, what? I very similar to you. I was like, no, come on, that's banter, surely. But no, very similar to other things that we'll cover, like Flat Earth. It's one of those things that generally people powerfully believe in it. There's on the Wikipedia page, there was a picture that someone had put, a poster at like a presidential kind of rally or thing. It's like, the last thing we need is another, reptilian president or something like that. And you're like, the fuck?
That's insane.
But, again, like, say, when we talk about, like, conspiracy theories and things like that, like, there are like, so the John F. Kennedy one in one of the other shows that we did, I would say there's a lot of that is kind of evidence based.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know,
this is a bit of a shot in the dark.
Well, I've not seen any evidence that people are reptiles. And don't get me wrong, I'm not the be all and end all of I look at evidence and they all bring it to me and go, yeah, well, if Chris said, then you know it's. But I just don't see it.
What is the evidence on this? Is it like, oh, he's got a bit of a long neck?
Yeah. But yeah, his eyes are a bit wide apart.
Steve Merchant.
Yeah. Must be a reptile.
Yeah.
Goggle-eyed monster. Reptile.
Yeah, what is the evidence on this?
But that's what I mean. It's just that kind of, well, no, but they're basically, they're taking over.
Jeez.
The reptiles are taking over the world, and they're forming a path for the destruction of humanity. Don't get me wrong, humanity's going to hell. Very, very fast at the moment, but I don't think it's anything to do with fucking reptiles.
So is there videos on YouTube of like, you know, you see like, oh, ghost spotted in this location, and you watch the video. Is there like reptilian?
It's like a fucking iguana.
Yeah.
George Bush on holiday.
Yeah.
It's an iguana.
If I Google
that. I don't
know
why they speak like that.
Or YouTube, I'm going to get some really different results, aren't I?
Yeah, possibly. Try put it on Pornhub or something like that, see what happens as well.
No.
But yeah, very, very strange. I don't really understand it. I'm not sure if I want people to message us at chat@brainstew.co.uk about this, because I don't feel comfortable talking about it.
I think this belongs in the Brainstew bin, this conspiracy.
Let's pop it in the Brainstew bin.
It's just that it's so out there. Like, what are you people wasting your time on this one for?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, it's baffling. There are so many other things that could be conspiracy theories, or you know, things like, you know, well, I won't spoil it to go through the list of things that we are going to talk about in the different episodes. But fuck, this is like a proper fucking, you know, drain the swamp on this one. And you know, oh yeah, we'll talk about this one. And I'm probably offending a fuck ton of people. I'm not fast, but it.
No, like I can understand the ghost thing, the alien thing. I don't believe in either of them really, but. Reptilians?
It's just, it's that little bit too far-fetched, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's kind of, it's almost like someone's used like a random conspiracy generator. Right, so the human race are chickens. No, reptiles. Right, reptiles, okay.
That'd be.
And they are farmers. Shapeshifters. Shapeshifters. So they're shape-shifting reptiles that will be policemen. Will hold significant piece of power. There you go. Here's my random generator for my conspiracy theory. Off we go.
Works for me.
Fucking mental. Absolutely fucking mental.
We interrupt this pointless conversation to bring you more pointless conversation.
Nice. Top fives.
Top fives.
Top five takeaways.
Well, I'm not really one for a takeaway that much.
Yeah. You serious?
I'm serious. I rarely go to them. This is actually a topic in itself. Like,
it is. That's why we're doing it.
No, but like, how often do you use the takeaway? Because I realise that a lot of people I know are like in them, you know, two times a week, three times a week.
No.
And I thought it was like a once a month, maybe.
Yeah, thing. I would probably say like once a month, or if there's like a wardrobe malfunction where it's like, oh fuck, we were supposed to do this, we haven't done that, oh, we better get this. But yeah, not,
or like you're traveling somewhere and it's like, yeah,
it's easier to
grab in.
Yeah, so like we went away the other week and we Airbnb'd a cottage and we were out in the middle of nowhere, and it was just like we were going to drive to the supermarket, which was about 25 miles away, and I was like, I'll just check to see if one of the delivery companies actually deliver out here.
Yeah,
they fucking did.
No way.
Yeah, so we got like an Indian takeaway. Brilliant.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's cool. So I think it's more like, I guess the scenario would be is like, okay, you're going to do one of your very rare takeaway nights.
Mm.
Where are you going? What are you getting from?
What, are we going 5 to 1? 1 to 5.
Let's go down to the best one. So let's go, you know, you're coming in at number 5.
Number 5. Well, probably McDonald's, like, because I wouldn't get it unless I really had to, as such.
That's what she said.
It's one of those foods that I can just keep eating it and I don't feel full.
Yeah, I feel you.
And I don't know, I always feel a little bit like, did I need that after I've eaten it?
I think I always get buyer's remorse. Yeah. It's always that kind of do you know what? When you think, like, because I like to think about it, I'm like, oh, Big Mac. It's like, yeah, I love the Big Mac sauce, tastes great. And it's like, I do enjoy it. But then we actually get your fucking sorry.
It's nice whilst you're eating it.
Yeah, but you get your sorry looking burger that's fucking scrambled all over the fucking place. And it's just like, you eat it and you're like, I've literally just stuffed 2 wafer thin pieces of fucking compressed beef, shitload of bread, a fucking ridiculous amount of lettuce, a little bit of onion, and a fuck ton of sauce.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, also the, what was the documentary about McDonald's called again? Supersize Me?
Supersize Me, yeah, that was...
Yeah, after watching that, I did feel a little bit different about it.
Yeah, I kind of question how accurate that was, if I'm honest.
True.
I'm sure Morgan Spurlock would tell us differently, but I felt like some of it was... I'm not at all suggesting that, go and try it and give us different results, but...
Yeah.
But again, life's about balance, isn't it? You wouldn't go and eat that food all day, every day. Anyway, different topic. Number five, mine was exactly the same.
It was
either McDonald's, Burger King, that kind of fast foody sort of restaurant.
I suppose they're on different tiers to the other types.
What would be your number 4 then?
These are our top, and I'm kind of going for the worst because we want them to be at the end. But I don't know. You go.
Fish and chips.
Fish and chips.
Love fish and chips. British.
Yeah.
Nice fish and chips from a chippy. Nice little treat every once in a while.
Yeah, I always feel ill after I have fish and chips. I think it's like the deep fried side of it. I don't know why.
I think it depends where you get your bits from. There's some really good, obviously, being a seaside town where we are, there's some really good fish and chip restaurants here. But yeah. I think like a lot of like got American friends who are like, yeah, I really want to try your fish and chips because you guys fucking love it. And it's like, we do. It's not all that though. It's just spuds and fucking fish. But yeah.
This is a difficult topic for me because I rarely sort of do it. I just, I'll tell you, number one.
Yep.
Is just the Chinese takeaway.
I knew you were going to put that number one.
Yeah.
I got that number 2.
It's always my go-to.
Indian.
An Indian
takeaway, a good curry.
Yeah.
You can't beat a good curry.
No, I do. I agree. Like 1 and 2, Chinese or Indian. Anytime.
So we did something a couple of weeks ago that not proud of. I am proud of. We got takeaway carvery.
Oh, how was that?
Amazing. It was fucking brilliant. It literally came in an enormous tray.
That's what she said.
And it was just absolutely rammed full of carvery. And it was, I think, 12 quid.
What? Not Toby, surely?
No, it was like a local pub.
Yeah.
But they were doing takeaway carveries. So it was in a big foil tub, like box, 2 of those, 1 each. And we just absolutely stuffed afterwards.
That's so great. Good. I've been saying this for years that Toby should do delivery.
Yeah, but it wasn't Toby, but it was unreal. It was so good. So yeah, that was like my number three. Number two was Chinese, because who doesn't love a good chow mein? And then number one, curry. Curry on.
It's a cool story, bro. It's a cool story, bro.
Maureen! Slippers!
It's that point in the show where you get to press all the buttons.
I can't fucking wait. I've got some surprises for you.
Have you?
Yes.
All right, would you like to know what the story is about this week?
Yep, I would.
Okay, well, would is relatable to the story.
Oh, I like what you did there.
it's lawn related.
Oh, hopefully you're not grassing on anyone.
I see what you did there.
Oh, wank me off.
What the hell was that?
What?
Was that you?
What?
Was that you saying that?
I didn't say anything. What are you talking about?
I was, wasn't it?
What was that?
That was creepy.
What was that?
Don't press it again. No, I'm scared. No, if you're, again, if you're new to the show, this is a cool story. And,
stick your finger in my ass.
What?
Was that Voldemort?
What was what?
That is terrifying.
It's not, it's fine. Carry on. Your face.
Oh, wank me off.
Your face.
I'm a little bit stunned.
Oh my days. That was not the desired effect.
What the fuck? I can't, because I can't tell if it's you doing it or not.
Yeah, of course it's not me.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right.
It's not me. Anyway, come on.
Okay. So yeah.
You ready?
Yep.
Go.
Okay, it's just a story, and it's going to be cool or not cool. Don't press any buttons.
I'm not pressing anything at all.
Mysterious.
I'm pressing anything.
All right. Mystery surrounds 30-foot phallus mown into Bath's Royal Crescent days before coronation.
Oh, my days.
I'll show you the picture. Here is a picture of a huge phallus. Mown into the lawn.
Oh, that is. That's a big old chopper, isn't
that's
it?
That's impressive, isn't it?
To be fair, that is. That's very impressive.
Oh, wank me off.
Oh, my God. residents and walkers of Bath's exclusive Royal Crescent and its beautiful lawns were surprised to find a new feature had been mown into the lawn this morning. This was on May the 4th this year. The phallic feature has seemingly been mown overnight, but so far locals and Bath residents are bemused as to who it is and who is responsible and why it's happened. The rather large member, see what they did there?
Yeah, it's good.
Has made it.
Stick your finger in my ass!
That is literally Voldemort.
It's a kinky Voldemort, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why no one liked him anymore.
Avada Kedavra.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what he's saying. He's not saying Avada Kedavra.
Harry Potter, the boy who lived, come to stick your finger in my ass.
Literally that. Oh my God. I feel a little bit creeped out, I'm not going to lie. The rather large member has made an appearance just 2 days before the coronation of King Charles III, which is set to take place at 11 a.m. People planning on street parties, picnics, all over the country to celebrate it, including at the grounds of the Royal Crescent, which now, behold, a giant chopper.
Don't have it.
In an area that's visited by people all over the world for its perfect lawn, framed by one of the city's most iconic landmarks, the Royal Crescent, new addition can be more different to its 18th century Georgian surroundings. What do you think?
I think it's brilliant.
I mean, it's just hilarious. Imagine that.
So if you were going to do this, what would you do? You've plucked up the courage and you're like,
you ready? Go.
You're going to put in some graffiti on this lawn. You're going to mow something here. What are you mowing in there?
Well, yeah, definitely a knob.
I'm writing cunt.
Yeah.
That's just the person I am. But
well, there's actually another story, actually. The obviously, I work in this sort of area, so...
Bath?
No. Okay. No, like in like horticulture, grounds maintenance, and yeah, blah, blah, blah. But...
Oh, wank me off.
I haven't got words, Chris. I don't know where you found this sound. Oh, dear. But yeah, somebody on this school was leaving their job. They were the groundsman there.
Yeah.
And they had a to-do with the site manager. So they sprayed on the lawn, fuck you, in like big letters.
Yeah.
But because it takes up to 10 days for the grass to die after you sprayed it, it only appeared like a while after he was gone. So
I love that.
Yeah.
Could you imagine though if it was like you were hosting like a really kind of like charity event for like some kind of like really kind of like delicate charity or something like that, or they've been and it's just like all of a sudden like the day of it is like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, yeah. Here's the day where, you know, we're doing the memorial. Yeah. And then it says, fuck you, in the middle of it. That's absolutely grim, isn't it?
That's great.
Oh, wank me off.
Right. Is that you or not? Doing like a real funny voice.
Why? What? I don't do any voices.
Well, you used to do that Mr. Tumble one.
Mr. Tumble?
Yeah.
What? Mr. Tumble?
What was it? When you did the, oh, big bucket of bullshit, but you did it in like a...
Oh, it's a big bucket of bullshit.
That, yeah, that
that's
one.
Not Mr. Tumble?
Yeah, that's from Mr. Tumble voice.
It sounds nothing like that.
Oh, wank me off.
It's not me.
Is that someone from your work or something?
No, it was on the database.
Oh, was it?
No.
That's you, isn't it?
No.
Where is it then?
I can't tell you.
What the hell?
It's not me.
Okay.
Stick your finger in my ass.
That's definitely
That's
you.
Not me.
That is you.
It isn't. It's Voldemort.
Okay, I'm not sure what's happening anymore. I think it's got a bit late and delirium is set again.
No, honestly, none of that is me. I promise you.
Okay.
Well, that was an episode.
I think that brings us to the end of the show, Chris.
It does. I don't think there's anything else left to say.
Brenda, stop frigging your twat and get down here!
You've been listening to BrainStew. Find more episodes at brainstew.co.uk.